thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Congratulations, man. How do you feel?
I feel great. Couldn't be happier in a better space than Arizona Cardinal. So I'm super excited. I'll enjoy this moment with my family and get to work soon. Meet everybody, meet the coaches again, just say hi, start learning some names, get the playbook, and like I said, just be focused and get ready to work.
How do you plan to adapt to the speed and
I think I'm built for it. I think I've been training for this my whole life. This has always been my goal, to play in the NFL, so like you said, there will be some learning curve, but hopefully I'll learn fast. I mean, it's been great. It's been great, really, to be able to enjoy this moment with them. Kind of a lot of people are going through this second time, with my dad being the first one, but I'm super happy I can do this for my younger brother. I know he looks up to me a lot, so he'll remember this moment forever. Absolutely. Yeah, you just gotta create your own legacy. I'm gonna do that best I can. And like you said, those are two great guys that I can have been mentors now moving forward. And I'm just do my best, like I said, to be me. It's super special. I haven't got a chance to talk to him too much. It's just been doing so much since I've gotten drafted. But I know he's super proud of me. And one of my goals in life is just make him proud. So I think today I did that. Hi-yo. Definitely, I think, like I said, I've been training for this my whole life. So it's something that I wanted to do. My dad's been with me every step of the way, preparing me for this moment and preparing me for to play at an NFL level. So I think having him is tremendous help. And like I said, I'm just going in there, do the best I can, work as hard as I can. And we'll see what happens from there.
How was the redraft process that the other three guys got behind the scenes?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
How was the redraft process that the other three wide receivers that were with you?
Yeah, I mean, they're great receivers as well. I mean, I think we've built a close relationship just at the combine and during some of the visits, seeing them. And I'm super happy for them. I don't think we get a chance to congratulate each other enough on as other athletes. So I'm super excited to see what they're going to do at the next level as well. Really? Okay. I haven't got a chance to watch at all. I mean, that's special. I think especially the way the game is going now, it's very offensive dominant. And I think that today's an example of a show of that. I don't know. I'm just taking it one day at a time at this point. Like I said, just get to work, learn the playbook, and I think I'll start setting goals closer towards the season. My mother, she's helped me out a lot, really just being that person that, away from football, I can always go to. She always cared about my well-being, first before anything else, and just having her has always meant a lot to me, and she's motivated me in ways that she doesn't even know. Yeah, I mean, Coach Day is so special to me. He's one of the first coaches that started recruiting me when I was a freshman in high school, and we built that relationship up all throughout the recruiting process, and all the things that he's done for me and my family has been tremendous, and I'm super thankful that I can share this moment with him. Yes, sir. Monty, the GM. Just seeing the way they practice and approach the game. When I was a young guy, I think I came in with four other first rounders. Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Jackson Smith-Njigba, and Jameson Williams was there. When I first got there, and I think just having that competitive nature within that room definitely made me a better player. Yeah, enjoy your last couple of years of college. They go by really fast. And I just texted Coach Hart yesterday. It feels like you were just recruiting me on through the phone when I was in Philadelphia, and it all went by so fast. So just enjoy the process. Work hard each and every single day, and you'll be here one day.
All right,
yeah, I'm going to just go in there and beat me. I'm not going to try to beat anybody else. Hopefully I can have the career that Larry had. That'd be amazing. But like I said, I'm just go there, try to beat me, work as hard as I can, and help the team win football games.
What message do you have to your parents and those that have supported you along the way?
Say that again. I'm sorry. To my parents, I think I'm super thankful for them, just all that they've helped me with to get to this point, man. I think I definitely couldn't do this by myself. Like I said, my mom played a role, my dad played a role, aunts, uncles, cousins, just everybody did such an important job of getting me here. Man, that was just such a surreal moment that you kind of dream of since you're a little kid. And I just wanted to try to soak it in as much as I can and just be in the moment. I think it means a lot, a little bit, because just the way the game is and how talented this, like you said, 14 offensive guys went today so far, and just how talented this class is as a whole, and to be one of the first receivers and obviously the first offensive player, not a quarterback, it does mean a lot. But at the end of the day, I go there, produce, once the season comes.
Thanks,
thank you very much. Thank you.